The Earth is just a hunk of rock.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book against racism entitled Darwin's Plantation.
When you read the creation account in Genesis, you find that the earth is actually center stage. In fact, all the other heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, and the stars, were made for signs and seasons for the earth. Our planet is the center of God's attention. But the influence of evolutionary ideas has indoctrinated many people into believing the earth is not special. One of the most influential evolutionists, the late Carl Sagan, said this just before he died. Quote, "We live on a hunk of rock and metal that circles a humdrum star that is one of 400 billion other stars that makes up the Milky Way galaxy, which is one of billions of other galaxies which make up a universe which may be one of a very large number, perhaps infinite number, of other universes. That is a perspective on human life and culture that is well worth pondering." End of quote. What hopelessness. But what purpose and meaning we find in the statement from Genesis, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth."
Now, when was that beginning? Billions of years ago or just a few thousand? We tackle that tricky topic in a 96-page pocket guide, and it's yours for a donation of any size today. Call our ministry toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.